Snow-covered Rocky Mountains tower against a brilliant blue sky. Evergreens stand covered in snow. Hallmark Channel presents Love in Glacier National, a national park romance. Starring Ashley Newbrow, Stephen Hazar, Tegan Moss, Amelie Wolfe, Devin Alexander, Tegan Vince. Casting by Judy K. Lee. Production designer Steve Scott. Director of photography Sterling Bancroft. Edited by Devin Taylor. Composer Russ Howard III. Executive producer Timothy O. Johnson. Executive producer Christy Will. Produced by Gregory McKenzie. Written by Keith Hemstreet. Directed by Christy Will. An avalanche cascades down a mountain face. Peering through binoculars, a woman in her 30s with long, wavy, blondish-brown hair watches as an avalanche crashes down a mountainside. A man in his 50s skis to her side, holding a tablet.
Sure is humbling to see, isn't it?
Her partner gazes at the avalanche.
Always is.
What was the top speed?
He consults a tablet.
I got that at 122 miles an hour.
I think we got all the data we need.
Okay, well, let's back it up then.
Pushing forward on her poles, the woman skis down the mountain after her partner. Sometime later, they regroup in a hut high up in the mountains near a ski lift.
It's so early to be seeing such extreme avalanche activity.
Yes, snow's come early this year.
Have you seen weather patterns like this before?
Well, not exactly, but similar. Weather patterns are changing globally, so it's all a bit new to me.
The woman smiles a wry smile.
I'm going to get a coffee. Can I get you one?
Sure. Thanks.
She picks up her phone.
Dr. Lawrence speaking.
Heather, it's Eric Johnson.
Eric, how are things in Fernie?
Actually, that's why I'm calling.
I'm listening.
I have a big favor to ask.
Elsewhere.
Please tell me you're joking.
I know. It's bad timing.
Pad, we're supposed to leave tomorrow. Couldn't you go in a couple weeks?
They need me to install the forecasting equipment and train their staff
before they open the backcountry to skiers.
Of course they do.
The weather's been out of whack recently, and it's become a whole insurance thing for them. Eric said it can't wait.
Plus, installing my system on their mountain
will be great exposure, which is exactly what I need to secure another grant.
I'm sorry to cancel, but
I have to go.
I was just so
excited about spending a week in Maui. I have to listen to one more model tell me how to do my job, and I'm going to lose my mind.
Plus, Charlie and I could probably
use a little break. It's been intense for us.
How's everything going with that?
On the fertility front?
Well, nothing to report, except I am out of money, and this is my last shot of getting pregnant.
Which I thought the Hawaiian weather and time with my sister would help with.
Well, why not just come to Fernie Glacier with me? It'll be just as good.
Just as good as warm sun and clear waters?
Yeah, they're putting me up at this five-star resort. Well, in a mountain.
Five-star sort of way.
What's the weather in Glacier right now?
Last I checked, it was 12 degrees.
No, I can't tan in 12-degree weather.
Come on, Riley.
It's been forever since we've been on a sister's trip, and Fernie is one of the most beautiful mountains on Earth.
I'm not arguing that.
I'll have to work, but
we'll have so much fun. We'll go snowmobiling, dog sledding, skiing, hot tubbing.
Ooh, maybe I can set you up with some hot, rugged mountain type?
Okay, that wasn't exactly on the list.
Well, it should be.
Does that mean you're coming?
Riley smiles with pursed lips. Soon afterwards, an SUV drives a mountain highway, passing epic views of a frozen lake and valleys, all surrounded by the windswept, snow-covered Rocky Mountains. Later, the SUV pulls up to a mountain lodge.
This is exciting. Oh, this looks great. See? Come into white.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
The driver pops the hatch as Heather and Riley climb out. As Riley takes it all in, Eric, a man in his 30s, emerges from the lodge.
Heather. Hey, Eric!
They hug.
So good to see you.
So good to see you.
This is my sister, Riley. Riley, this is Eric. We're friends from college.
Oh, how good friends.
Heather actually introduced me to my wife.
No way. She introduced me to my husband.
Ah, avalanche expert and matchmaker. You got a pretty nice resume, Heather.
If only she was as good at matchmaking for herself.
Oh, she's still single, I take it.
Still happily single.
Still using the same lingo, too, huh?
Oh, my gosh, you're as bad as Riley.
Come on in.
They all walk into the open, airy lobby.
Seriously, though, I really appreciate you coming in at such short notice. With the storm coming in, flights are going to start getting canceled, and I'll feel way more comfortable opening the backcountry with your forecasting system all set up and ready.
Well, like I said, I'm excited for the opportunity.
Oh, Along with global warming and the snowpack this year, our insurance feels more secure with you here, too. But mostly, I'm super excited about you training our mountain rescue team. You know, getting them up to speed with the advantages of incorporating your technology with their work.
Once they see how it works, everyone will be on board.
Yeah, I should probably fill you in on something about that.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Well, it's more of a someone than a something. You might get some pushback from our director.
Why would your director give me pushback?
It's complicated, but the good news is, I think you might be able to win him over.
Well, thanks for the heads up. I'll do my best.
You know, our mountain rescue team is doing an avalanche demonstration. Maybe you two want to check it out after you get settled?
Absolutely.
Great, I'll check you guys in.
Sounds good.
Hey, Jacinda, we got two new guests.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
After checking in, Heather walks outside with Riley in the cold mountain air.
I'm so glad we're here together.
Me too. I mean, this place is cold, but it's absolutely hot, hunky, and super hot straight ahead.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chris Parker, and I want to welcome you all to our avalanche rescue demonstration.
Great voice, strong jawline, 5 o'clock shadow. Bet he's super ripped under that jacket of his.
Now, our avalanche dogs, or Avy dogs, as we call them, are some of the most important members of our avalanche team. Now, these pups, they're currently in training. But once they graduate, they'll officially become part of mountain rescue. I know what you're thinking. These pups are too cute to be rescue dogs. True, they're cute. But one day soon, they're going to be out there in the backcountry saving lives.
He motions to a shepherd-type dog.
Now, this here is Mogul, one of our veteran dogs. There is nothing Mogul can't find that's underneath the snow. What do you think, buddy? You want to try it out?
Mogul's handler releases his leash.
Go get him.
The dog rushes
nice.
Forward.
I fitted a backpack in the snow that simulates a person buried in an avalanche. A Mogul is trained to sniff out and locate.
Heather, Riley, and other onlookers watch as Mogul pulls a backpack buried in the pile of snow.
Look at him go. Good boy, Mogul.
Blonde-haired Riley and Heather smile with delight.
Woo!
Near to Chris, a young girl sits petting a puppy.
All right, could I please have a volunteer?
Oh, get your hand up.
No way.
He needs a volunteer.
I don't want to.
Volunteer for a ruggedly handsome, bright-haired, sexy-eyed mountain man, please.
Riley, it's nap time.
Here's your volunteer. Right here.
Oh, great. Come on up.
Heather smiles at her sister.
Thanks a lot.
You're so welcome.
Heather walks over to Chris.
What is your name?
Heather.
Heather. Thank you for volunteering, Heather.
Glad to be of service.
Okay, what we're going to do now is simulate someone being buried in an avalanche.
I'm not sure you can actually simulate that, can you?
Expert in the field?
I know a thing or two.
Oh, well, I'm sure you do, but I think I want to teach you just a little bit more. How does that sound?
Well, all right, then.
Okay. So what we're going to do is bury Heather in the hole so we can demonstrate what an actual rescue is like.
And just to clarify, he's not going to bury me. There's a pre-built hole within there that I'll safely be in.
I'm pretty sure they assumed that.
However, it's never safe to assume anything when it comes to avalanche rescue missions.
That's true. Okay. Well, I want you to hold this, okay, and hold this strong when you're rescued. You got it?
Hold it strong?
Hold it strong. Let's go.
They approach the mound of snow. A wide hole has been burrowed in the mound.
All right, there you go. Just feet first in there.
Heather climbs in as one of Chris's team covers the opening.
All right, really good. Okay, you got this. Should you ever be buried in an avalanche, within minutes, you'll start to run out of oxygen. Now, most people in this situation will panic, which is natural. But remaining calm will preserve your oxygen and increase the amount of time you can survive under the snow. Now, these extra critical minutes gives us more time to get to you, which could mean the difference between life and death. All right, Mogul, search! Come on. Here you go, buddy.
The dog springs towards the mound.
Nice. Good job.
Everyone watches as Mogul paws snow from the opening.
Oh, wow.
And digs Heather out.
Yeah, good boy. Good boy, Musky. Good boy.
Chris helps Heather out of the hole.
Here we go. Oh, all right, let's have a big round of applause for our brave volunteer, Heather.
Woo!
She takes a bow.
And for the heroes of rescue, Mogul, and the newest member of our team, Bosco.
The little girl pats Bosco on the head.
Wow, very impressive.
This is my sister, Riley.
Oh, hey, Riley. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm curious, your gloves, do they hold the heat.
Hold the heat?
Yeah, keep the heat, you know, they warm. Just thinking of getting my sister a pair.
I don't need any gloves, Riley.
Yes, you do. You think you don't, but you do.
Yeah, they're great. They hold the heat. I'd recommend a pair if you want to get some.
Can I try them on just for a second? A mere minute.
Riley pulls on Chris's glove.
Oh, yes, those are warm. Very warm, dry gloves. Nice hands, too. Big hands.
Okay.
I noticed that you don't have a ring on.
Just not in jewelry.
Oh, like you're married and don't wear the ring, or...
Okay. Don't mind my sister. My mom used to call her Nosy Nelly.
No, just not married and just don't like jewelry.
I'm married, happily married, but my sister here, a.k.a. Miss Mountain Woman...
This is a mountain woman. I've never met a mountain woman from the city before.
Oh, back to assumptions, I see.
Well, I've never seen you here, for one. And two, unless you live here, I don't think you really know much about avalanches.
Which I indicated I did earlier.
Heather actually knows a lot.
Dad, I think Bosco might be hungry.
Oh, hey, kiddo. Everyone, this is my daughter, Samantha, and she trains the Abbey pups.
Wow, trains the avalanche pups. That's a very important job.
Thanks. I like to think so. Oh, I like your earring. I have the same pair.
Oh, looks like we both have exceptional taste in jewelry.
Seems we do.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Samantha.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right, ladies, we got to take the dogs back.
I hope to see you guys around.
You never know. Nice to meet you, Miss Mountain Expert.
Bye, Samantha.
Riley pulls on her sister's arm.
Did we seriously just meet an ultra-hot single mountain ski-doo that is totally your type and has the cutest tween and dog one could ever ask for?
First off, did you see how presumptuous he was?
That was him flirting.
That was him being condescending.
Oh, come on, I feel like you say that about every guy that hits on you.
Not true. That was not hitting on me. And you have no idea if he's single. All you know is that he's not married. And, as I told you before, I'm not here to find a guy.
Yeah, you never want to find a guy, hence why you are perpetually single.
Because I prefer to prioritize my work over men. Is that so bad? And spend quality time with my big sis. And can we talk about your hormones? Because I know you said the fertility treatments lit them on fire.
You have no idea.
Aside from the fact that I think you drooled when you were talking.
Oh, come on. You didn't?
Arms around each other, they walk down some stairs. Later, at his chalet-style home, Chris tucks brown-eyed Samantha into bed.
Okay. There you go. You comfy? Okay. Bedtime question. Tell me the biggest thing that made you smile today.
That's easy. Being with you.
No, it's the same for me every day, sweetie. Anything else?
Watching the dogs work. It's just so cool how smart they are.
Dogs that save lives. Doesn't get smarter in the canine department than that.
And I'm happy you have them. To help. You know, keep you safe at work.
Hey, I'm as safe can be, sweetie.
Good.
All right. Now don't hold back and give me everything you got in the hug department.
Samantha throws her arms around her dad.
He's so strong.
I love you, Dad.
I love you more, sweetie. Okay. Night night, okay?
Rising to his feet, Chris walks to the door and switches off the light. Lying in the darkness, Samantha looks at a photo of a blonde woman in her 30s on skis. Mountains loom in the background. Meanwhile, the same photo is hung above the rustic lodge fireplace, where Riley enjoys wine and fondue with Heather.
This place hasn't changed a bit.
Wait, you've been here before?
During college, Wes and I road tripped out here once.
Wes? Wow, that's a name I haven't heard in a while. What's he up to these days?
Last I checked, he was married with kids.
See, that could have been you. Would have made mom happy.
Seriously?
What?
Me being married to some dude who hates the outdoors and is a lazy thug would not have made mom happy. You just stop pushing the old-fashioned narrative that, about me needing or finding a man. You're starting to sound like one of those old romance movies.
Relax. I just mean that mom wants grandkids and Wes could have been that ticket.
Except you, my dear sister, are going to be that ticket. So fill me in on that. Where are we at?
Well, Charlie and I went to see the fertility specialist 2 weeks ago. Got that last batch of swimmers in and up with the hope that it takes and sticks.
This is the third round of IVF?
Yeah, and the last. We've spent every dollar we have. We just
simply can't afford to go again.
Well, let's send positive vibes.
I'm afraid we might need more than that.
Hey. Hey in there, little Charlie swimmers. If you can hear me, just head north. Find those eggs and settle in. You can do it. I know you can do it.
A waiter stands, speechless.
Don't mind her. She's distracting my husband's swimmers, if you know what I mean.
Heather sips her wine.
More water?
The next morning, the sun bathes the mountains in alpine glow. Frosted stone peaks rise above forested valleys covered in light powder. In a conference room, Eric addresses members of the mountain rescue team.
All right, looks like everyone is all here. Before we get started, did everyone try my baking in the back? It's banana croissants is the theme for today. Look, I understand some of you are still skeptical about my baking from last meeting, but it's a hobby and hobbies take work. And let me tell you, my banana croissants are tasting pretty good. Am I right? See, he knows. Much better than the peanut butter ones from last week.
Heather sits with the others, smiling.
Okay, I'll just feed them to the dogs and we'll get started. Good morning, everyone. I see some of you may notice we have a new face in the room. And not only is she a dear friend of mine, she's also one of North America's foremost snow and avalanche experts. Dr. Heather Lawrence is here to tell us about a system she developed that's going to take avalanche forecasting and risk management to a new level. Something we all know is most welcome in this neck of the woods, and that's preventing the loss of life and keeping everyone safe. So let's give a big, nice welcome for Heather Lawrence.
As Heather stands, Chris, standing at the back of the room, appears gobsmacked.
Thanks, Eric. Working here in Fernie, an amazing Rocky Mountain Glacier National Park has always been a dream of mine, so I was very grateful for the invitation.
Eric nods.
To fully understand what causes an avalanche, we begin with one of nature's most magnificent creations.
She spots Chris at the back of the room.
Something so small, it's almost weightless. So intricate in detail, each one is an original and exquisite work of art. What I'm talking about, of course, is the snowflake.
One appears on a TV to her right.
This is a stellar dendrite, one of the most beautiful of all snowflakes.
Chris coughs.
But it's also the most deadly. On average, 27 people in the U.S. die each year in an avalanche. Unfortunately, that number is trending up. But avalanches not only take lives, but they destroy roads, disrupt commerce, and cause millions of dollars in damage. The economic impact in recent years has been significant. So how do we improve our forecasting to save more lives and minimize damage? By collecting more data and utilizing the latest technology to process that data.
Chris walks out of the room. Meanwhile, wearing a bathrobe in their suite, Riley looks out the window.
Well, hello, sunshine.
Later, Riley sits at a table on the deck of the lodge, using a reflector to direct sunlight onto her face. Three others at the table share perplexed smiles.
Oh, don't mind me, I was supposed to be in Hawaii, so just work on my tan.
The others smile politely. Elsewhere, Heather sits in Eric's office while he completes a call.
Yeah, sounds good. Talk soon.
He hangs up.
I just got off the phone with my colleagues in Yosemite, Grand Teton, Olympic, even Whistler Mountain, and they're all excited what you're doing here. If your system proves to be effective, it's going to be in high demand.
I appreciate you putting the word out.
Oh, of course. Oh, and so we built your tower and loaded the snowcat with all your equipment to get it up the mountain.
Amazing. I'd also like to install these smaller monitoring systems in these other locations. It'll allow us to collect enough information to cover the whole terrain.
Oh, I love it. And once it's up and running, we can open the backcountry, because we've had skiers practically waiting at the gates. And unfortunately, we've had some boarders sneaking in to catch some fresh powder, which is always worrisome.
I'm on it.
Hmm. Well, great. I'll get Chris Parker to take you up. He's our director. Actually, I think you've met him already.
We have?
Yeah, he's the one who did the avalanche demo the other day.
Oh. Yes. Yes, I have. I didn't realize that was your director.
Oh, he sure is. And like I said, he's the one that needs a little bit of the convincing. So it's pretty good that you two get some alone time.
Alone? Like, alone, alone? Just the two of us?
Just the two of you. What's with the look?
What look?
Oh, I know that look.
No, you don't.
I do. Chris, it's Eric. Dr. Lawrence is ready for you.
Copy.
He's single, by the way. Not that you asked.
I didn't.
Did you?
Did I what?
Did you ever fall in love in a winter wonderland?
You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, I don't change nothing but my underwear, okay?
A flawless day on the mountain. Clouds linger around mountain peaks as a large grooming machine called a snowcat climbs up a ski run. Its tracks churn up the snow as it reaches the crest of the hill. The snowcat then slows to a stop. Wearing his orange mountain rescue jacket, Chris climbs out. And after checking the snow shovel in front, walks around to the other side of the cab. After lifting Mogul the dog down, Heather, wearing her mauve snow pants and jacket, jumps into the snow.
I got it. I really appreciate your help with this.
Yeah, it's just part of the job.
Of course.
You know, in the mountains, there's no substitute for experience, knowledge, human intuition. People rely too much on computers these days. But up here, you rely too much on computers, it can cost you.
What are you, one of those mountain avalanche purists?
You bet your butt I am. No disrespect to the work you do, of course.
Clearly.
Clearly. Anyway, the station is up there. Follow me?
Looking mildly irritated, Heather follows Chris to the roped-off weather station, a small machine spinning in the wind on a tripod.
And there you have it. Looks perfect.
Yeah, well, it better be. Costs a mountain to build it.
Not that you asked, but just so you know, this equipment will send data to the server where my algorithm will assess the avalanche risk and give a far better reading than we've ever been able to achieve remotely.
Huh. Well, I still don't trust it over my own assessment.
And your own assessment being?
I'll just call it the old school way.
Chris opens a small cabinet.
First of all, we take the temperature from here. Over here, we have magnifying glass. Let's look at the crystals. And behind you over there on the boards, that's when we measure the new snow and the settlement. And with this, we take a sample, put in a tube, we weigh it to get the water equivalent and density. And then we determine if there's a weak layer, which may cause an avalanche.
Like you said, very old school.
We'll call it what you want, but I like to walk in it, touch it, taste it. You know, measure in real life, not on a computer screen.
Fresh powder.
Chris looks over his shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah, the best of the best. But I assumed you weren't, you know, really a skier.
There we go with the assumptions again.
Well, I'm just saying the mountains sounds pretty big.
I was actually hoping to get in a few runs. Obviously not backcountry, but who can refuse powder?
Okay, we can take a few runs. I'm sure I can get someone from the office to drive down the cat.
That'd be great.
But you don't have your equipment, do you?
My gear's in the cat.
She walks away.
So is mine.
Next, the pair flies down the mountain in the fresh snow. With Mogul running alongside them, they both skillfully cut their skis through the fluffy powder. Heather takes the lead as they follow the chairlift down the run. Moments later, with gentle snow falling, Heather stands waiting at the bottom of the hill. Chris swoops up beside her.
Hey, Slowpoke.
Slowpoke? Man, you've got some skills.
I assume you mean as a skier.
Yeah, as a skier. But seriously, it's been a long time since I've seen such a strong female skier. Impressive.
For the record, I'm just as good a scientist. Just saying. Thanks for your help, Chris.
Heather skis away as Chris turns to his dog.
What do you think? Yeah, me too. All right. Let's go.
Tail wagging, Mogul runs after his master. Back at the lodge suite, Heather enters as Riley appears in her bathrobe.
Hey, how'd it go?
Well,
actually, save it. We've got to get going.
Where?
I booked a spa treatment.
Oh, Riley, it's been a long day.
Well, perfect. Hey, this trip can't be all about work. You promised me pampering, and you, my dear sister, need a massage.
Twist my arm.
Yay. Go get your bathing suit. Hurry up.
Heather heads upstairs. Later, they both slide into the warm water of the lodge pool.
Okay, you were right. This isn't so bad.
I told you.
They grab glasses of water.
Cheers.
Cheers.
A lodge employee appears.
Heather and Riley?
Oh.
We're ready for you.
Okay.
Right this way.
They follow the woman inside into the spa.
It was a deer. No,
No, I mean, maybe it was an elk.
No, remember, elk's antlers go like this. Deer antlers go like this. And so, oh!
Heather runs into a shirtless Chris, her hands on his muscular chest.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hi, Chris.
Riley, right?
Good memory.
Yeah. Hi again.
Hi.
My sister booked massages for us.
I figured. Yeah, this is the place to come. I have an old injury and my back freezes up sometimes, so I come here to work out the tension a bit.
Oh. Well, I hope our run today didn't make things worse.
Maybe. Maybe not, but I would never tell.
You're a pretty good skier, by the way. I don't think I told you that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Especially coming from someone who really knows their way around the mountain.
Oh, so now I know my way around the mountain. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A redhead appears.
This is Sonia. Looks like she's going to be your therapist today. She's the best. Great hands.
Sonia gives Chris a sultry look.
Because I just got a session from her. I'm going to go. We'll see you guys later.
Chris pushes past them.
Hi.
Bye.
Hi.
Bye. Heather Lawrence?
Yes, that's me.
Come on in.
Heather shares a coy look with Riley.
Okay.
Heather enters Sonia's massage suite.
Go ahead and lie face down on the table.
Stripping down to her bathing suit, Heather lies on the table, lowering her face into the donut-shaped headrest. Sonia lays a towel over Heather's back, then applies massage oil to her hands.
So how do you know Chris?
Oh, we just met. I'm here doing work for Mountain Rescue and Safety, and he was helping me out today.
Oh, you just met. I thought you two might have known each other the way you laid your eyes all over him.
Excuse me?
Looked at him, I mean.
Oh, I didn't realize I was doing that.
Like Courtney on Travis.
Who?
Kardashian fave show.
Got it. Is there any way we could go a little bit softer?
Oh, yes, of course. It's just that deep tissue is kind of my specialty, especially after a long ski day. Which you had today with Chris?
Oh, no, it was just one run.
How'd you two meet again?
Who?
Cute Chris. That's my nickname for him.
Work. I met Cute Chris through work.
Which is?
I'm a scientist. I specialize in weather patterns, avalanche forecasting, and such.
I see.
I don't think I can do the deep tissue.
Him and I just went on a date, actually. Just one day, but it went really well. He's very nice. Very nice.
I see. Nice is really good for a first date.
We had sushi. It was fresh, you know, caught straight from the river. I'm okay with farm, but he likes wild, which I love.
It's still a little too hard.
So, tell me, how long are you in town for?
Later, Heather and Riley meet up in the locker room.
Hey, what happened to you?
Well, let's just say I need a massage from my massage.
Why?
Well, Sonia the masseuse seems to be as infatuated with Chris as you are.
No way.
Yes way. Remind me next time to steer clear of massages from girls my colleague is dating.
Wait, it's his girlfriend?
I don't know. She said they went on a date. TMI, if you ask me.
Oh, she's probably just jealous.
Why would she be jealous?
Please. And you don't think she noticed the way you two looked at each other? Talking about your ski day, which, by the way, you still haven't told me about. But you two practically set off the fire alarm.
The fire alarm?
The fire alarm. You like him.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I do not. You know nothing.
I know everything. I'm your sister. And I know we need to go for a steam. Come on.
Nighttime. With snow fluttering outside, Riley and Heather walk into the lodge's restaurant.
Oh, it's Charlie. I'm just going to get this. Hey, sweetie. Yeah, I miss you, too. Yeah. Oh, she's right here. Yeah. Charlie says hi.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, do you mind grabbing me something to go and I'll meet you in the room?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. No, I'm trying not to think about it. No, sweetheart, there's no positives.
Heather gazes at the portrait of the blonde woman above the fireplace.
Heather?
Chris enters.
Oh, hi. Again.
Hey. Just grabbing some dinner?
I am. Yeah. I was just admiring this photo. Isn't it epic?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure is. She sure was.
Was?
Regan was her name. She was a legend in these mounds. Died 9 years ago.
I'm so sorry. You knew her?
Yeah. Quite well.
Extra fries and extra cheese, just the way the lady likes it. All right, have a good night, Matt.
Thank you. You too. First of fries night, my girl.
I see. Have a good date.
Wincing, Heather kinks her neck.
Your neck okay? Can you just have a massage or something?
I did, yeah. But your date went a little too deep, so to speak.
My date?
Sonia, extra cheese and fries, the massage therapist.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of, do you know where I could buy some aspirin?
You know what? I have some. Do you want to come with me? I got you. My office is close by.
Moments later, they arrive at Chris's rustic mountainside loft office with worn hardwood and faded 70s Alpine decor.
So this is your office?
Sure is.
Heather spots a news article posted to a bulletin board.
Canine savior.
Yeah, some other Abbey dogs. Certainly do a good job of saving lives for us.
I can see that.
Okay, take one tonight and one tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you might want to tell her that you just don't like deep massages.
Oh, trust me, I did.
Oh.
So I'll see you tomorrow?
For some more computer simulations and gaming? Can't wait.
It's not gaming.
Ish.
It's forecasting, based on science, based on data, based on proven algorithms.
So I've been told.
I don't get why you're so against it.
Against it?
Science.
No, I'm not against anything. But I do know that weather is a variable that can't be predicted. It changes without notice. And science, well, science simply can't predict that.
Well, it's meant to be a tool. A tool that you incorporate.
Listen, I gotta go pick up my daughter from music classes and get some food in her.
Your daughter? I thought that food was for your date, Sonia.
Wow. That, my friend, was a full-blown assumption. Now, the only girlfriend I have in my life is my daughter. Not that you're asking.
I wasn't.
Oh, okay, good.
Heather follows Chris out. Later, at home, Chris eats burgers with his daughter.
Dad, come on. I mean, seriously, it's Taylor Swift. She's an icon. Her new album, you have to get me tickets.
Okay, well, when do they go on sale again? And how much is this going to cost me? It feels expensive.
Hello?
Hello?
Chris looks towards the door.
Sonia.
I'm so sorry to just barge in here like this, but I didn't know who else to call.
Dad, who's that?
Hey, Samantha, do you remember me? We met earlier this year at the salon when you were getting your hair cut.
Oh, right. Yeah, you were getting some fake lashes put on, I think, right?
Fake lashes, kids these days. No, sweetheart, I was getting a holistic hot oil treatment put on them.
Ooh. So, Sonia, how can we help you?
Oh, my heat's out and I can't get a hold of my landlord, so.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, anywho, I didn't know who to call as my sister's phone is off and obviously I can't sleep at home tonight.
Did you call a friend?
Which? Your dad is my new friend, in fact, who I like a lot. Anyways, I was hoping maybe I could sleep over, help me out of a jam.
Well, what do you think, kiddo? I think we should help Sonia out. I mean, she has some place to stay.
Okay, I'll get some sheets and a pillow for the couch.
Great.
Great, couch. Nice place.
Thanks.
Later, wearing her pajamas in the bathroom, Sonia applies bright red lipstick. Wearing her nightshirt, 11-year-old Samantha appears at the door.
You put lipstick on before bed? I've never seen that before.
It's called Plumper.
Plumper?
Makes your lips look fuller.
Oh.
If you have flat lips, you put it on and voila. Here, let's try some on you.
Is it a chemical?
I don't know. And who cares? In the name of beauty, let's do it all, am I right?
I think my lips are okay, actually. I don't want it.
I have an even better idea. Let's give you a full makeover. Go totally glam, every girl's desire.
Thanks, but no thanks. Oh, and the couch is all made up.
I see. Well, thank you.
Okay, good night, Sonia.
Hey.
Smoothing her shiny red hair, Sonia exits the bathroom. Running into Chris, she wraps her arms around him.
Oh.
Thank you for letting me stay. But are you sure that's where you want me to sleep?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll see you in the morning. Glad we could help you out.
As Chris walks out, Sonia looks at Mogul and Bosco in their pen nearby. She whispers to herself,
"Great."
Later, lying on the couch, she grimaces as Bosco sniffs at her, inches away. Spotting Samantha in the hall, Sonia sits up.
Hey, what are you doing?
Going to talk to my dad.
I think he's had a long day and maybe he's tired. Unless it's an emergency, I'd maybe say now's not the best time. Do the dogs always sleep there?
Yeah, they do.
You can slide to the other side of the couch if you want to.
Okay. Go back to bed, sweetie.
Oh, please, please, please. Let this be for only one night.
As Samantha heads to bed, Sonia flops back down on the couch.
Ew, you guys stink.
The sun glints off snow-covered mountains outside. At Mountain Rescue HQ, Heather guides Eric through her avalanche modeling software.
The pitch is 37 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the data, the program predicts which area is most likely to slide, which is outlined in red. The deeper the failure level, the more dangerous. So how deep is it here?
4 feet. So we're talking about a slab avalanche.
Exactly.
Okay, so the starting zone should be here. This is the track and the runout.
Let's see.
The simulation plays on the computer screen.
Look at that.
The program can predict when an avalanche will happen with a high level of accuracy and without manual testing, so you're not putting anyone at risk.
Well, I'm all for that.
Chris enters the office.
Hey, Chris, have you seen how this works yet? It's incredible and accurate. I'll take a look a little later. Just gonna head up to rope off a couple areas. It's one job we're still gonna have to perform ourselves, even with Dr. Lawrence's forecasting.
Touché.
How's the neck?
Better, thanks.
Good to hear. I'll see you a little later.
Maybe you will.
Eric observes the tension between his friends as Chris walks out.
Let's look at another example.
Let's do that.
Chris, Mogul, and another mountain rescuer arrive at the crest of a hill in their snowmobiles.
Who's here? All right. Will it help me close the area?
They post red signs that read, "Closed, avalanche danger."
Hey, buddy, what are you going
to do? We sure don't want any skiers in this area with such a high risk of avalanche. All right.
The job done, Chris climbs aboard his snowmobile with Mogul riding shotgun. Down the mountain, Riley and Heather walk together carrying cross-country skis.
I can't believe they'll let you talk me into this.
You can't come to Fernie without putting on a pair of skis.
Says who?
It's gonna be fun.
Oh, I'm exhausted already.
Come on, we'll do one lap around. If you're not feeling it, we'll call it a day.
Promise?
Promise, so let's go.
A short time later, the pair slide along a circuit on their skis.
Wait!
Yeah, Riley, look at you!
Am I doing okay?
You're doing great! Okay, we're coming up on one full lap. What's the call?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, cross-country skiing happens to be one of the best aerobic sports there is, and it's great for the glutes.
Is that true?
Have you seen a professional Nordic skier? Specimens of perfect health. Inside and out.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, atta girl.
They surge forward as a woman in red comes up behind them.
Okay, Heather, I don't think I can go much further.
Okay, one more lap and we'll go back in.
Hey, ladies.
Oh, hey, Sonia.
I know you're an alpine skier, but you're clearly not much of a cross-country skier. See if you can keep up.
Sonia, in her form-fitting snowsuit, passes them. Heather gamely speeds up, leaving Riley behind.
Don't worry about me, guys. You just go ahead.
Heather skis just a few feet behind Sonia, thrusting her poles into the packed snow as they round the corner.
Am I getting snow on your face?
Yeah!
can't keep up?
Stealing herself, Heather pulls up beside her adversary. Sonia looks over at her before surging ahead.
Let's see what you got.
Sonia keeps up her punishing pace. At the finish, Riley shouts,
come on, push! Don't let her meet ya! Come on, Heather! Come on! Almost there! Push! Push! Push!
Sonia passes Riley.
Looks like I'm the winner!
Sonia coasts away as Heather unzips her jacket.
Did that really just happen? Fire alarms. You be putting off fire alarms.
Well, I'm definitely not a professional cross-country skier.
Hey, I'm really glad we did this today, sis. It was fun.
Really?
Yeah. Even though she smoked, yeah.
She did. She really did.
Riley hugs her sister affectionately. Carrying their skis, the pair enters the lodge.
Oh, I could really go for a donut right now.
Have you ever had a beaver tail?
Ew, what's a beaver tail?
Oh, they're so good. Thank you. It's kind of like a funnel cake, but different shape.
Heather spots a training session notification.
This is happening tomorrow.
Oh, well, if Chris is teaching, you have to go.
I might. It'd be nice to see him in action again, you know? Get a feel for his technique.
I bet you would.
Terrible.
The next day, Chris addresses a group of mountaineers outside.
Now, I'm assuming one of the reasons you're here today is because you're all backcountry enthusiasts.
Heather stands among them.
But maybe each of you signed up for a personal reason, too. And if you did, I want to hear it, if you're willing to share.
A blonde man speaks up.
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right.
Well, I didn't grow up skiing or, you know, out here in the mountains. So now that I'm out here, I feel like I need to gain some more knowledge and some more experience. So that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have two daughters that were involved in an avalanche last year. My youngest had to dig out her older sister, who was buried up to her neck. Turned out okay. So I'm taking this course because I don't have that knowledge, and I want to go skiing with them as a family.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, last season I broke both my ankles hitting the pyramid gap. Luckily, my friends were there, and they got me out of there safe and fast. I'm looking to do this course because I want to be there for them if the roles ever change.
Wow. Thanks for sharing. All really good reasons. And yourself? What brings you here this morning?
Curiosity, I suppose.
All right, then. Well, I appreciate you all sharing. What I hope to instill in you today is a healthy fear of avalanches. But more than that, I want you to leave this course with a confidence in your ability to make the right decisions. Now, these decisions are not always the most popular, or that your fellow skiers or boarders want to make, but it's those tough decisions that save lives. All right, everyone ready? Yeah?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Chris motions to a helicopter to start its engine.
Come here. Hey, what's your deal?
My deal?
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're here for all the right reasons.
Wrong reasons being?
Being critiquing my work. I'm not into that.
I would never. I'm here to learn from you.
Well, I hope you're not a disruptive student.
I'll be on my best behavior, I promise.
I hope so. All right, guys, let's go. Follow me.
They all head to the waiting helicopter. As Heather and the rest of Chris's group enter the rear seats of the blue helicopter, they all don headsets. Chris takes a seat next to the pilot. Heather looks out the window, her green eyes alight with excitement, as the last of the group pack their backpacks in the chopper's metal cargo cage.
Everybody in?
The blonde mountaineer lifts Mogul into the back seat.
Oh, Mogul.
Heather laughs as the dog jumps into her lap.
Boy.
The helicopter then takes off, disappearing into the low clouds of a valley beyond. Gaining altitude, the helicopter navigates past towering mountains, offering breathtaking views of immense, alpine-covered peaks and sheer rock faces. After landing, standing near a trail, Chris once again addresses the group.
Now, somewhere on this slope, I buried a backpack with a transceiver inside to simulate an avalanche victim. All right, now, just pretend this is your friend. Let's call him Steve, okay? Now, when I yell, avalanche, I want you to grab your transceiver and switch it from send to search.
Everyone switches their palm-sized transceivers.
Okay, everyone got that? Then you're going to grab your probe, and then you go search for Steve. Now, as your transceiver beeps louder and louder, that means you're getting closer to Steve. And when your probe hits something squishy in there, you got Steve. Everyone got it? Everyone just start spreading out a little bit. Very good, very good. Okay, and avalanche!
Everyone approaches the slope.
That's it.
They begin probing the snow.
Okay, on average, an avalanche victim will be buried under 4 feet of snow, so make sure you just stick that probe deep. After 10 minutes, a skier that's buried under the snow, their chance of survival decreases by 80%, so keep going, keep going.
Just another foot or so.
That's it.
A mountaineer plunges her probe into the drift.
I think I got him. I think I found Steve.
All right, keep digging, keep digging. Time to dig.
Heather and the other four mountaineers begin scooping up snow until they uncover a backpack.
Oh, excellent! Yeah! All right! Well done, everybody! All right! Well done! Fantastic! All right, everyone gather in.
A female rescuer joins Chris.
All right, everybody, listen up. Megan's going to teach us about the snowpack.
So today we're going to learn how to find weak layers in the snow. What we're really trying to find, we have softer snow on top of firm snow, which could cause an avalanche. So we're going to do that by checking out the resistance of snowpack. By using our hands and poking into the snow. You can also come on in and use the popsicle stick.
Okay. Everyone, come on in, everybody. You guys can use these popsicle sticks over there. Do you want to go over there? Okay.
Heather works alongside Chris.
Smooth the surface out for you. What do you think? Solid? Or is that soft?
Feels soft right there.
That's true. Okay, how about down here in this layer?
Heather pokes into the snowpack.
That's a little tougher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you learning anything there, scientist? Okay, let's try this out here.
Gazing at her partner, Heather beams. Sometime later, Chris and Heather sip hot cocoa in Chris's office.
So, what do you think of the course?
Honestly, I thought it was great.
No constructive criticism?
Maybe one thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think you should be willing to incorporate my forecasting program.
Like, you know how I feel.
Explain that to me again.
Like, I just don't need a scientist coming here to tell me how things work. I know.
You know?
Yeah.
With certainty.
That's right.
And you never get it wrong.
Nope.
Well, I guess there's no arguing with perfection.
Exactly.
They both sip from their mugs.
You know what? I gotta pick up Samantha soon. It's the first day of ski school. Wanna join me for a few runs?
Sure.
All right. Let's go get Mogul.
Mogul skis?
Later on a chairlift.
Has he always ridden the lift with you?
Oh, yeah. Ever since he was a little pup. Right, buddy?
Aww.
Mogul rides in Chris's lap.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than this.
Nope.
Heather peers down at the ski run below.
What are you looking for?
Your girlfriend.
My girlfriend?
Sonia.
Sonia?
It's kind of weird. Well, she's not weird, but she randomly challenged me to a race yesterday when I was cross-country skiing with my sister, so I don't think she'd be too keen on us, you know, hanging out.
Oh. Well, okay. Firstly, Sonny's not my girlfriend. And secondly, aside from the one dinner date we had over a month ago, I have given her no indication that she's anything other than just a friend. Just not into her.
Good to know.
Yeah. Glad we cleared that up, right, buddy?
Moments later, Chris and Heather are cruising skillfully and confidently downhill on their skis. As snow flies up behind them, Mogul runs on the trail ahead. Skis cut through the fresh powder as they swish back and forth across the hill. As they approach the bottom of the run, a ski instructor stands with her young students, including Chris's daughter, Samantha.
Hey, was that a fun run or what?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part? Yeah, how about you guys? What was your favorite part?
Jumps, yeah. That was really fun.
Good job.
Heather swooshes up, followed by Chris.
Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Dad.
Do you remember Heather from the demonstration?
Of course I do. Do you ski?
Almost better than your dad.
Uh-oh, looks like you have some competition on the hill today.
Oh, yeah, seems like I do. Thanks a lot, Ange.
No problem. She's good to go.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
So, good class?
Yeah, snow was awesome. Did you and my dad ski together today?
Not all day, but we got a few runs in.
That's good. Hey, Heather, want to come and see the mountain rescue pups? They're really learning a lot.
I'd love to.
Okay, last one to the bottom of the hill owes me a foot massage.
Samantha skis ahead.
Foot massage?
Yeah. Welcome to my single parent fathering world of raising a mountain girl. Shall we?
Sounds good.
Right.
Chris and Heather follow Samantha down the hill. In the lodge, Heather sits with Samantha.
Could these puppies be any cuter?
So my dad was telling me you're a scientist?
I am.
Studying patterns of the snow and predicting avalanches before they might happen and stuff.
Sounds like you study some of this yourself.
Not really, but kinda. My mom was kinda into it, or so I've been told.
Is she still into it, I mean?
No, my mom passed away when I was 2 years old.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's her, actually, over there on the wall.
Samantha points at Regan, featured in a mountaineering article.
Regan was your mom?
You know her name?
Yeah, I was admiring her photo the other night, and your dad, mentioned her name, but I didn't know that was your mom.
Chris enters carrying drinks.
Oh, hi, guys. Get them while they're hot.
They give extra whip here at the lodge. This right here is the best hot chocolate in the world, Heather.
There you go. In the world.
Sipping from her cup, Heather's lip is covered in whipped cream.
Wow. It's really good.
Chris motions to Heather's lip.
Got a little.
Oh.
She wipes it.
So did you ask her?
Ask me?
My dad has something to ask you.
Easy, kiddo. Just give a guy a minute, okay? I'm not sure if you've heard, but the Mountain Rescue fundraiser is coming up.
Tonight. The fundraiser is tonight.
Tonight.
Eric mentioned something about that. It's here at the lodge, I think I read.
Wanna come?
Well,
There's gonna be singing and dancing. Although, don't expect any Taylor Swift covers. I already asked.
Bummer.
And we have an extra ticket.
Which you got today, hoping maybe you'd want to come.
You got me a ticket?
He did.
Well, I didn't actually get a ticket. There's just one left, and I didn't see your name on the list, so.
So he got it for you. Want to come?
Sure. I'd love to.
Chris smiles.
Okay.
Later, Heather sits in her suite.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. I want you to have this night with Chris. I have a feeling about you two.
We're just colleagues. I'll admit, he's really cute. But I'm not into how he dismisses the work I do. It's insulting.
Have you asked him why he's being so dismissive?
I have. And he's yet to give me a real answer.
Well, maybe tonight is the night you finally get through to him. And besides, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you're sure you're okay with staying here?
Are you kidding me? Fire, hot bath, movie in bed. That's my dream.
When are you supposed to take that next pregnancy test?
I'm supposed to take it tonight. Not quite ready.
Well, no matter how that goes, I'm here for you.
Thank you. Now go. Go get ready.
I have nothing to wear.
Putting down her mug, Heather heads upstairs.
Guess I'll just have to go through your suitcase.
Just not my black boots.
Later, Heather arrives at the fundraiser, wearing black boots and a black figure-hugging dress with her normally flowing locks in wavy curls. Spotting her, Samantha taps her dad's shoulder.
Dad, Heather's here.
As Heather enters the lodge dining room, Chris's eyes go wide.
You look beautiful.
Not looking so bad yourself.
No, I do what I can do.
Great turnout.
Yeah, such a relief. I always get so nervous before these things.
Looks like a lot of people understand the importance of mountain rescue.
There she is.
Bridget. Oh, I was hoping I would see you.
I hear from Eric you are breaking some ground with your research.
We are. It's very exciting.
Well, just wanted to pop over and say hi. So good to see you. We are almost ready.
Yes. I need to steal Chris for a minute, and I promise I'll bring him right back.
Of course. Good luck.
Thank you.
As Chris follows Eric to a stage, Samantha walks over carrying two drinks topped with whipped cream.
Heather. Here, I got your root beer float. You see, until I put cream and they were making it fresh.
Ooh, a girl knows her drinks. Mmm.
Right?
Thank you all for coming out tonight. You know, just about everybody who's been rescued in backcountry has something similar to say. The experience made them realize just how fragile life is. They want to do something good in the world, help people out. Kind of thing we need more of in this world. And that's exactly what makes us do what we do.
The crowd claps enthusiastically.
Now, every year, we have more people coming into the park. And with more visitors, well, comes more accidents.
People don't realize how dangerous it is. There's no safe backcountry. There's always a risk. We can't stop them from coming, but we can help educate them on the risks and be here in the event something bad happens. This leads to
a greater need for mountain personnel, rescue dogs, and equipment. So this year, we're kicking off our fundraising campaign for the renovation and expansion of our mountain rescue headquarters.
Smiling, Heather joins the applause.
And anyone who donates $500 or more tonight gets a guided hike to the famous Grinnell Glacier. And I should add, it's most safely accessed by a mountain rescue escort.
A woman at a table raises her hand.
500.
Wow,
says Heather.
Perfect.
1,000.
Thank you.
2,000.
$2,000. Wow, that's very generous. Thank you very much.
$5,000.
$5,000. Fantastic.
Later, as Eric takes the stage, a young woman sits at a piano next to him.
Okay, time for the fun to begin. So everyone, grab yourself a drink and enjoy the sweet sound from the beautiful, talented Melvin.
As the young woman begins to play, Heather leans over to Samantha.
You know, Mountain Rescue's really lucky to have someone like your dad.
Yeah.
They're lucky to have you, too. You're really good with those puppies. Where'd you learn how to train them so well?
Videos my mom made. She made these instructional videos for each pup she trained. She was really good at it. And when I turned 6, I found them. And I started following her lead. And my dad thought I should take over.
Well, I can guarantee you, she's incredibly proud of you.
Thanks. You actually remind me of her, from the stories I've heard about her.
Is that so?
Well, you're a mountain girl like she was, and you want to help people like she did. Exactly the type of person I want to be when I grow up.
Samantha, I can guarantee you, you're already halfway there, if not there already.
Samantha throws her arms around Heather. Touched, Heather holds the youngster in her arms. As they part, Chris appears.
Care to dance?
I'm okay, but I think Heather does. Mom, we know you want to.
Heather?
Thought you'd never ask.
Heather hands her drink to Samantha.
Thanks.
Her eyes twinkling, Samantha watches her dad lead Heather to the dance floor. As Chris takes Heather into his arms, they begin to sway to the music. Looking to his right, Chris spots Eric taking to the floor with Bridget. Then, as he turns back to Heather, they lean into each other, gazing into one another's eyes. Meanwhile, up in the lodge suite, Riley holds a pregnancy test stick in her hands. Sitting down, she looks at the result. A single straight red line in the results window indicates not pregnant. Swallowing hard, Riley fights back tears. Meanwhile, sipping root beer floats at the edge of the dance floor, Samantha notices red-haired Sonia standing to her right.
Hi, Sonia.
Hey, Samantha. Isn't it past your bedtime?
Remember that night I needed to talk to my dad, and you said now's not the best time?
I do.
Well, that was actually really good advice, so I'll return the favor. Tonight is an important night. My dad is having fun with someone smart, who uses chapstick over plumper. Now is not the best time.
Well, you tell your dad we have a lot to talk about.
I'm sure you do.
Sonia rushes out of the dining room. As Samantha returns her attention to Heather and her dad on the dance floor, Heather rests her head on Chris's broad shoulder, smiling. As Samantha teaches Chris and Heather some dance moves, Eric grabs the microphone on stage.
And come to me.
Okay, before we wrap this thing up, the Mountain Rescue Team and I have purchased a gift for two very special people. Our director, Chris Parker, and his amazing daughter and Abby pup trainer, Samantha. We got them this amazing gourmet basket with goodies galore. So, Chris and Samantha, please come on up here.
Come on, let's go.
Father and daughter rush forward. Woo! Heather whoops as Chris accepts the gift basket from Eric. The next day, the sun is shining in town as Chris emerges from a coffee shop with Samantha. Both hold drink cups as they walk down the sidewalk together.
You've been quiet this morning? What are you thinking about?
Well, you know how you always say that sometimes people come into your life for a reason?
I do.
Well, dogs, but can they apply to people too?
I don't see why not. What's making you think about it?
I was just wondering.
Hey, what do you say? You and I make use of that gift basket? And take the skidoo up the mountain to our special spot and indulge.
I have an even better idea.
Back at the ski hill, Chris sits astride his snowmobile as Heather, wearing her jacket, gloves, and snow pants, emerges from the lodge.
Okay, here I am. Dressed for adventure, like you said.
Helmet.
Where are we going?
It's a surprise.
You sound like your daughter.
Whose idea this actually was?
Really?
She insisted we go on this date.
This is a date?
It is. You made an impression. Samantha likes you a lot. Probably because you guys have the same taste in music. And because I like you too. A lot.
A smile creeps across Heather's face.
Come on, get on.
Heather climbs behind Chris at the controls.
You ready?
Heather wraps her arms around Chris as he throttles forward. With snow falling around them, Chris pilots the machine down a ski trail, eventually taking them high up beyond the ice and mist into the alpine. Snow on the evergreens resembles icing sugar on the surrounding trees as the snowmobile speeds ever higher. Driving to the crest of the hill, Chris shuts off the engine. They both take off their helmets. Stepping off the snowmobile, Chris places their helmets on the seat. Heather spots a small cooler strapped behind the passenger seat.
Oh, you brought the cooler.
Yeah, for a picnic. Again, Samantha insisted I bring it.
Oh, that was nice.
All right, follow me.
Chris leads Heather to a wooden platform built into the forest, where there is a bench looking out over a valley.
Ta-da!
Wow!
They both take a seat.
You remember your first rescue?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'll never forget it, actually.
Can you tell me about it?
Sure. Well, I was in training here in Fernie. My first year, right out of college. These high school kids were looking for fresh tracks, and they ducked the rope. You know, sometimes these local kids, they, they just get too cocky up there, you know. Anyway, there was this tree buried in the snow, and both of these kids skied right into it. One of them broke his leg, and the other just blew out his knee.
Gosh.
Yeah, if I hadn't seen their tracks on my last sweep, they would have been caught out there overnight, and they would have made it. They got lucky.
Have you ever seen those boys again?
Yeah, they're all grown up now. One of them's a firefighter in Fernie, and the other one works for Mountain Rescue and Safety. How about you? I'm curious, what got you into this line of work?
My college roommate, Jessica. We met freshman year and hit it off right away. She actually introduced me to backcountry skiing. You know those kinds of people you think can do just about anything? That was Jess. She was a force and knowledgeable. I mean, by the book. One morning, Jess and two of our friends went up Loveland Pass. I would have been with them, but I was in an exam. It got late and they still weren't back. I almost didn't answer the phone when it rang. I just had this awful feeling. They were skiing the steeps. Jess went last, and there was an avalanche, and she was buried. They had beacons, got to her in 12 minutes, but it was too late. Even with all her experience, the lure of that untouched powder was clouding her judgment.
I'm so sorry.
So after that, I just threw myself into the study of snow and avalanche forecasting in the hopes that fewer people would ever have to go through something like that.
You know, I think Jessica somehow knows what you're doing and is honored by it.
I hope so.
I'm really happy I met you.
Me too.
Okay, here's the deal. For the rest of today, no more shop talk, okay?
Oh, what are we gonna talk about?
Kidding me? I have so many questions to ask you.
Like what?
Like what's your favorite color?
Baby blue.
Baby blue. Mm-hmm. Okay, that seems appropriate.
Back at the lodge, Riley and Samantha enjoy a soak in the warm water of the pool.
This is the life. So relaxing.
Have you ever done a snow angel before?
A snow angel?
Follow me. Come on.
Samantha climbs out.
Uh-oh.
As Samantha skitters across the frosty pool deck, Riley follows her down some stairs to some fresh snow below. Tiptoeing into it, they both lie on their backs and create angels in the snow with their outstretched arms and legs. They then scamper back up the stairs into the safety of the warm water of the pool. Meanwhile, back up the mountain.
All right. Here's another question. What talent do you wish you had?
I wish I could paint.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, how awesome would it be to sit in a beautiful place with an easel and paint a landscape like this one?
I like live in the moment. Never too late.
True. So what about you?
Let's see. Any kind of musical talent. Like maybe writing a song.
Oh. Do you have anything you want to demonstrate?
Like sitting here with the girl in an unpredictable world.
Maybe stick to the mountain rescue.
And oh, sing. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. How about something you've never done?
Fall in love.
You've never been in love?
Mm-mm.
Why is that?
Just never given myself the opportunity, I guess.
Okay. Second part of that question. Do you want to?
Yeah. I'd like to know how it feels.
Yeah, feels really great. That's for sure. I had it once.
With Dregan.
Yeah, how do you know her name?
Samantha told me. I didn't realize that was her in the photo in the lodge.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Where are you the happiest?
Easy. The mountains. You?
Anywhere with Samantha. But being up here with you ranks pretty high up on that list also.
Leaning forward, Chris leans in and gives Heather a gentle kiss on the cheek. As she leans in for more, they look out across the valley as snow cascades down a rock face far in the distance.
Oh, I just, avalanche bomb.
Close?
No.
As Chris reaches into the cooler, Heather smiles at him warmly.
So what else you got in that cooler?
Oh, let's find out, shall we?
Well, let's see. Oh, he's looking.
With the sun fading, Chris and Heather return to the Mountain Lodge, where they find Riley and Samantha in the lobby, playing a game of rock, paper, scissors.
No! Oh, hey!
Hi, Dad.
Hey, kiddo. So, how was it?
Riley's super cool. Just like Heather.
Hey.
They high five.
So, good time with Dad?
I did have fun. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's go, kiddo.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Ciao.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, tell me everything.
You were right.
Yes, I knew it.
I've never met anyone like him. I know it sounds crazy, but under different circumstances, I could totally see us all being together. He and his daughter are truly one of a kind.
If there's one thing I know, it's that these feelings, they don't come along that often. And when they do, that's your heart speaking. And when your heart is talking, you need to listen. Okay, Miss Matchmaker? Okay? Am I always right?
Not always.
I'm always right.
You were right once.
Oh, come on.
Maybe twice.
The next day at Mountain Rescue HQ, Heather finds Samantha in a pen with the dogs.
Hey, guys. Heather!
Hey, Sam. I can't thank you enough for yesterday. Your dad told me that was your special spot.
And now it's yours, too.
Speaking of your dad, is he around?
He's up the hill at his office.
Oh, great. Maybe I'll go find him.
Wait, can I show you what I've been teaching the pups before you go?
I'd love nothing more.
Okay, come on.
Joining Samantha in the pen, Heather watches as Sam gets the dogs to beg for treats.
Dig?
Oh, they're so cute.
Moments later, Heather strides to Chris's office. Walking up the stairs, she finds him inside, typing on a tablet.
Knock, knock.
Hey.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine. I'm just finishing up here.
Did I catch you working with my forecasting program?
No, just finishing up a report.
Oh. You know, I've trained everyone this week except for you. I think it'd be really nice if you gave it a chance.
Look, with all due respect, as I said before, I just don't need it.
What do you have against the work I'm doing here?
Like, you know why. I don't trust technology.
But why don't you trust it? You haven't given me a real reason.
I trust the weather. And the weather is unpredictable. And it moves faster than your technology. And technology can't keep up with weather in real time. It just can't.
I'm not arguing that it can.
Okay, well, then, just leave it at that.
I can't just leave it at that. I feel like I've gotten to know you. I've been having so much fun with you, but this attitude towards my work, my life's work, it's disrespectful.
I can't help you with that feeling.
Yes, you can. You can look at the technology and realize that we're on the same team. My work is about saving lives too. Why aren't you getting that?
Like, you just don't understand.
Then explain it to me. I'm sitting right here in front of you. I'm listening. Make me understand why your work and mine can't coexist.
Heather, we're just not going to see eye to eye on this. Okay? We're just not.
Okay.
Heather stands up.
Then, yeah, I guess. Bye, I guess.
Whoa, wait. Bye?
I'm leaving tomorrow. Remember? And I guess you can just go back to making your assumptions, which is all you seem to have for me. And more importantly, my work, which is based in science, but you don't care. And I see that now.
Heather leaves.
Heather.
Chris, come in.
Chris picks up his walkie-talkie.
Yeah, this is Chris.
What's your 20?
Heather, sobbing, runs out of the office. The next day, as she packs up, Riley looks at her.
Do you really need to leave?
I think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Riley follows Heather as she picks up her jacket and rolls her suitcase to the door. Outside, as their driver rolls their luggage to a waiting SUV, Heather opens the car door, pausing. Glancing over her shoulder, she looks at the lodge with a tortured expression. Then, climbing into the SUV, Heather joins Riley.
You okay?
Ish.
Yep.
The driver is on his phone.
Really? Right.
Excuse me, driver. We should probably get going. We don't want to miss our flight.
There's a snowstorm out there and your flight's been canceled.
Canceled?
The two sisters stare at each other.
The room is yours as long as you need it.
Thanks, sir.
Chris and the other patrols are on the call, so I better get back to the office.
What's going on?
Two skiers are stranded near Apgar Gulch. One took a fall and is in pretty bad shape.
Oh, I hope he's okay. Hey, I'm just going to go back to the room and do some emails. Thank you so much.
Eric joins Heather at the table.
You okay?
I'm okay. Wasn't successful with Chris, by the way. He could barely even look at my weather system.
But you know why, right?
No, I don't, actually. Aside from him being stubborn and disrespectful, I felt like we had a connection.
His wife, Regan. It's about Regan.
What about her?
She went into the backcountry one day, based off an avalanche forecast she'd been exploring. And the area was supposedly safe, so she never really checked her snowpack. And then there was a slide. And the technology at the time is not what you have today.
An avalanche. That's how she died?
Now you understand. The weather's changing pretty quickly, so I better get back to the station.
Thanks for telling me.
He's worth it, Heather. He's worth you.
As Eric leaves, Heather slumps back in her chair. Then she picks up her phone. After looking at it for a moment, a thought seems to cross her face as she picks up her tablet. She suddenly stiffens as she looks at the image on the screen.
Oh no.
She runs into Rescue HQ.
Eric, we have a problem at Apgar.
Yeah, I spotted that too.
Have they found the skiers yet?
Not yet.
Can I talk to Chris?
Of course.
Heather grabs the radio.
Heather to Chris.
Up on the mountain.
This is Chris. I thought you left.
What's your 20?
About 50 yards east of Apgar.
Okay, stop right there. The snow on that side of Apgar is about to give.
No, it hasn't slid in years.
That's not gonna slide today.
I'm telling you, the data shows it's ready to go anytime. Eric sees it too.
Yeah, buddy, she's not lying.
Test the snow yourself if you don't believe me.
No, we don't have time. The guy's in bad shape.
Then please, you have to trust me. Do not cross Apgar.
Chris looks at the stranded skier who waves his poles.
All right, what do you recommend we do?
Get up to the ridge and then descend from the other side and approach them from the west.
I can see a skier. He's
just across the gulch, 150 yards from here.
Please, just listen to me. I'm telling you, it's much safer from there, and then you have a clear path to ski out.
What do you think?
Chris, the technology's good.
All right, we're going across the ridge.
Over.
Heather heaves a sigh.
All right, let's go, guys.
Back at Mountain Rescue HQ, Eric rubs his hands together while Heather paces the floor. Eric looks once again at the computer screen. Meanwhile at Asgard, as Chris watches, snow begins to avalanche down the mountain.
Chris, the base.
We have the injured skier. We're heading back.
An ambulance will be waiting for you at the bottom.
10-4.
You're right, Heather.
Chris nods to his fellow rescuers.
Let's go, guys.
Back at HQ, as Heather shares a relieved smile with her friend, a tearful Samantha appears at the door.
Is my dad gonna be okay?
Heather rushes to her.
He's gonna be just fine. I know it might feel really scary, but you're a lucky girl. Not many kids have a real-life hero for a dad.
Your system helped predict it. I knew something my dad didn't.
Samantha hugs Heather, who wraps her arms around the young girl. Outside, Chris and his team return, pulling the injured skier on a sled. Samantha, Heather, and Eric all rush out.
Come on, Kevin. The ambulance is waiting.
See you guys.
Dad!
Hey.
Thank God you're okay.
Always, sweetie, always.
Chris holds his daughter close.
I think someone else is glad you're okay, too.
Chris releases his daughter. Then Heather walks over.
Hey.
I owe you.
You don't owe me anything.
No, I owe you an apology. I can't afford a misstep up there. And I admit, your forecasting system, it picks up on things we can miss.
I get why you hesitated about it. Eric filled me in.
You saved my life, Heather. You saved all our lives. And, I've been thinking, I don't want you to leave. I really don't. I don't think Samantha wants you to leave either.
Samantha stands with Eric, then gives a little wave.
Maybe you just want to base your work out of here.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm sure Eric has an office for you. And I'll bet a full-time job. And you could obviously just continue your research. But yeah, move here. Be part of our team.
I don't know what to say.
You'll think about it? I mean, professionally, it's a big decision. But personally, maybe not.
Personally?
Very personal.
They lean in close and kiss.
Turns out to be an amazing ride.
Watching, Eric has his arm around Samantha, who smiles with delight. As Chris and Heather continue kissing, the magnificent mountains of Glacier National Park loom behind them. Made in loving memory of outdoor enthusiasts who left us too soon.